This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Ryan Zing's confirmation as Secretary of the Interior Department was welcomed by Farm Bureau. AFBF President Zippy Duvall said in a statement that Ryan Zing will bring much-needed balance to the management of our nation's land and natural resources. Farmers and ranchers are ready for an Interior Secretary that will work with agriculture to fulfill its mission to protect and manage America's natural resources and cultural heritage. Duvall added that Secretary Zink does not have an easy task before him, but we are confident he is up to the challenge. He's a proven leader committed to responsible land use and energy development. Agriculture is ready for an Interior Department that recognizes the importance of active land management and works with us rather than pushes us out. From arbitrary grazing reductions to overpopulation of wild horses and burros to an outdated Endangered Species Act, farmers and ranchers have suffered for too long. An LA Times article explores what farmers think of President Donald Trump's executive order to scale back the agency's interpretation of the Clean Water Act. John Duarte, a California farmer and Farm Bureau member who has been engaged in a lengthy battle with the Environmental Protection Agency over plowed grassland on his farm, told the Times the administration's actions are absolutely timely and very important, and I hope they're very broad because that's what's happening to my family and myself is just an example of the kind of escalation we're seeing nationwide. EPA failed to listen to farmers and ranchers' concerns when drafting the rule and created widespread confusion for agriculture, noted AFBF President Zippy Duvall. A Washington Post article quoted AFBF's Mace Thornton on the Trump administration's welcomed rollback of the Waters of the U.S. rule. On February 28th, President Donald Trump instructed the Environmental Protection Agency and the Army Corps of Engineers to review and reconsider a 2015 rule known as the Waters of the United States Rule. Thornton, Executive Director of Communications, told the Post about AFBF's fight against the current water policy. Thornton said our constant message has been that regulators need to go back to the drawing board to get this rule done right. We welcome this action, but realize a lot of work lies ahead to secure a policy that works in a fair and transparent manner. Two pioneers in agricultural big data, the Ag Data Coalition and the Grower Information Services Cooperative, have merged their technology repositories. The announcement by two of the largest efforts to develop a secure data repository for farmers' agronomic data represents a monumental development in precision agriculture. The merger will provide the opportunity for the power of big data in agriculture to be firmly in the hands of America's farmers, said Zippy Duvall, president of AFBF. Duvall said these kinds of revolutionary changes in agriculture are rare, and this merger provides farmers the kind of certainty and security they have been seeking when it comes to agronomic data management. A Bloomberg BNA article on immigration explored the idea that increased enforcement by the Trump administration could have an unintended consequence, reduced willingness to report workplace rights violations. Christy Boswell, AFBF's labor specialist, refuted an assertion by a representative of Farm Worker Justice that agriculture is an industry in which violations of rights are rampant. Further, Boswell says there are, of course, bad actors in every industry, but farmers as a whole are good employers. She also pointed out that an opportunity exists for agriculture to leverage the current enforcement proposals and work with Congress and the administration on measures that will provide workforce stability. Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Scott Pruitt told AFBF last week that he wants to ensure the EPA follows statutes set by Congress. He explained that the agency must work within its authority, not beyond. Pruitt says, I think when you do rulemaking, whether it's in clean air or clean water, we have to keep something in mind, that we only have the authority that Congress has given this agency. He added that sometimes I think rulemaking is considered by some to be super legislative or that agencies somehow have discretionary authority that allows them to kind of reimagine their authority in the statutes. AFBF Vice President Scott Vanderwall presented Senator John Barrasso of Wyoming with AFBF's Golden Plow Award at last week's annual advocacy conference. The Golden Plow is the highest honor the organization gives to members of Congress. The Wyoming Farm Bureau endorsed Barrasso for the award because of his commitment in Congress to issues important to farmers and ranchers. Wyoming Farm Bureau appreciates that the senator's priorities align with those of their members. Farm bureaus across the nation recognized Agricultural Safety Awareness Program Week, which was March 5th through 11th, by encouraging respect for spaces around farm equipment and tasks. Get out of my space was the theme for the week. Grain bins, grain wagons, manure pits, tractor seats, and livestock flight zones are all spaces on farms and ranches that require caution to avoid injury. Come join the Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation for its annual drive-through pork cookout on Thursday, March 23rd from 11 to 1 at the Macoupin County Farm Bureau parking lot in Carlinville. Pork chop sandwiches, pork burgers, and full meal deals are all available on the menu. Pre-packed orders for pickup may be sent or faxed to the Macoupin County Farm Bureau at 217-854-6796 by 10 a.m. on the 23rd. All proceeds benefit Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation for Ag Scholarships and Ag in the Classroom programs. For further information about the annual cookout, contact the Macoupin County Farm Bureau at 217-854-2571. The Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation is offering one $1,500, one $1,000, and seven $500 scholarships for the upcoming 2017-2018 school year to students wishing to pursue agriculture majors. The foundation offers the scholarships in an effort to provide encouragement and financial assistance to Macoupin County residents and or students of Macoupin County schools who display well-balanced attributes of good citizenship, commitment to activities, and scholastic ability. The applicant must be a graduating high school senior or a current college student who plans to attend or is attending an Illinois junior college, university, or trade school and majoring in agriculture. Applications are available through your high school guidance counselor, high school agriculture instructor, or the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. An electronic copy of the application can be requested by contacting the Farm Bureau office. All applications must be submitted to the Farm Bureau office by March 24th. Any questions can be directed to the Farm Bureau at 217-854-2571. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.